こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 190. Today in this episode, we will learn about Yimi, which means like, looking, tending to. Now let's go. Verb, stem word, plus Yimi. Noun plus Yimi. This means like, looking, looked, tending to. It is used with specific words to indicate a slight something in comparison to the normal, ideal, or standard condition. Generally, it's used when the situation is less than desirable. So it expresses a situation or tendency. For example, 疲れ気味 It means it looks tired or it seems tired. 太り気味 It means looks large or looks fat or seems fat. 遅れ気味 This means tends to be late. Now let's make some example sentences. He's been under a lot of stress lately because of his busy work. Lately is 最近. Because of something is noun plus で. So because of his work will be 仕事で. Too busy will be stem verb plus 過ぎる. So busy is 忙しい. Stem word is 忙しい plus 過ぎる. 忙しすぎる. To have stress is ストレス. And here we want to talk about the tendency of having stress, so we will use 気味. ストレス気味. 彼は最近仕事で忙しすぎてストレス気味です。I oversleep every day, so I go to school a bit late. Oversleep is 寝坊する。Go to sleep a bit late. So here we want to talk about the tendency. We will use stem word plus 気味. To be late is 遅れる. So it becomes 遅れ気味。いつも寝坊して遅れ気味で学校に行きます。いつも寝坊して遅れ気味で学校に行きます。I've been exercising every day, but I've been gaining a little weight. To do exercises, 運動する。This is a repeated action, so we will use 手 form plus いる。毎日運動しているけど、To gain weight is 体重が増える。Here we want to talk about the tendency. So we will use stem verb plus 気味。
体重が増え気味。毎日運動しているけど、少し体重が増え気味です。毎日運動しているけど、少し体重が増え気味です。
I've been a bit inactive lately, and my body feels sluggish. Inactive or you lack of exercise is
運動不足.
We're talking about the tendency, so let's use noun plus 気味.
運動不足気味で。
To feel sluggish is
だるい。最近運動不足気味で体がだるいです。最近運動不足気味で体がだるいです。
This stem word plus 気味 is often used for negative things. So it means, although the degree or extent is negligible, it feels like something something. For example, the actress's popularity has been declining a bit lately. Actress is 女優。Popularity is 人気。To decline is 下がる。So let's use stem word plus 気味。
下がり気味。 最近その女優の人気は下がり気味です。最近その女優の人気は下がり気味です。
It is often used with adverbs that indicate a small degree, such as ちょっと、少し、or やや。For example, She's a bit on the thin side. To be slim is 痩せる。So stem word plus 気味 is 痩せ気味。We often use adverbs together, so let's use ちょっと here.
彼女はちょっと痩せ気味だ。彼女はちょっと痩せ気味だ。
The air inside the airplane is a little dry. Airplane is
飛行機。
Air is 空気。Something is dry is 乾燥。So we will put together with 気味。
乾燥気味。
It often comes together with adverbs, so let's use 少し here.
飛行機の中の空気は少し乾燥気味です。飛行機の中の空気は少し乾燥気味です。
It is often used with words that express physical discomfort, such as feeling a cold or having a bit of diarrhea. For example,
風邪気味。
It means having a slight cold.
下痢気味。
Having a slight diarrhea.
疲れ気味。
Feeling a bit tired.
夏バテ気味。
Feeling a bit exhausted from the summer heat.
便秘気味。
Having slight constipation.
寝不足気味。
Seeming to be sleep deprived.
太り気味。
Putting on a little weight.
痩せ気味。
Being a bit thin. Today we learn aboutstem word plus 気味 and noun plus 気味. It is used with specific words to indicate a slight something something in comparison to the normal, ideal, or standard condition. Generally, it is used when the situation is less than desirable. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you.If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。